Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started. Hello to all my wonderful, loyal listeners from around the globe. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where myself and my guests share tips and strategies that will fill your soul and your wallet. Now, before I introduce my fantastic guest today, I want to remind everyone that Constance Arnold, the radio show host from Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I started our much-anticipated group coaching program. This coaching program is perfect for you if you're searching for inspirational, personal transformation, and practical strategies to build your business. In the past, Constance and I both struggled to get our businesses off the ground, and we learned what to do and what not to do. I personally created an 8-figure business as an entrepreneur, and Constance has coached over 10,000 people to reach their goals and dreams. And I don't say that to impress you, but I say that to share with you that we've been there, we've done that, we've gone through what we needed to, and we can help you shorten your learning curve as you build your business as well. In fact, maybe you're listening right now and you're wondering why you continue to have the same level of success, yet you don't go any further. Or perhaps you're sick and tired of watching other people achieve their goals while yours pass you by. If not having enough money or success is getting you down, please know you don't have to take it any longer. Constance Arnold and I have created a community packed with inspiration and tools to assist you on your path to a fulfilling life and business. In fact, for less than $1 a day, you can join a community of people engaged in assisting you on your path to success. To learn more, please go to wealthpurposecoaching.com. That's www.wealthpurposecoaching.com. And I am super excited to invite on the air my guest, Diana Bose. Diana is the founder of Fabulous at 50 and editor of Be Fabulous magazine. Diana is a business owner who models integrity and innovation. She's a philanthropist who gives to many causes and is the champion of others. Diana created a community dedicated to supporting women from all walks of life to rediscover their passion, connect with other women, and to have fun while growing personally. Diana was recognized by the YWCA in 2011 with the Woman of Distinction Award in the Turning Point category. Wow. Congratulations, Diana. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks, Jaden. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How are you today?
Oh, great. It's been a beautiful couple days up here in Edmonton.
Oh, terrific. Well, thank you for coming on the show, and clearly from reading your bio, you have a lot of passion for what you do. Would you share with our listeners how you got involved with your work?
I really didn't plan this. It kind of sprouted itself. I kind of saw a need within the community of women, you know, that were hitting late 40s. I was seeing a lot of women who felt really disconnected. They'd raised their children, and they'd worked for maybe 30 years at a job, and all of their, everything was changing for them. You know, so many, their bodies, of course, are changing, and there was a lot of questions, you know, what now, and looking around to see that, you know, the friendships had changed and there wasn't as many of them. So I started Fabulous at 50 basically as a blog, first of all, and just to talk about how I was feeling. And then I started a group, just a, kind of a social group, but really focusing on personal development as well. And then, you know, the next step went to putting a trade show together with services and products that would, that was designed for that age group as well. So it's just kind of a sprouted, and then, of course, the magazine happened after that. So it's been a process, a five-year process, but one thing just kind of nicely led to another.
Wow, that's excellent. And that's always the beauty of when you tap into what you're meant to do by seeing other people around you and seeing a need that needs to be filled, and you go, oh, wait a second, I can help with that, right? Like, I can figure out a way to, you know, to help people, as you say, when they're in their late 40s and they transition, because often 50 can be a big mental hurdle, right?
I would say, you know, it's probably very similar to what happens to people when they're hitting late teens, early 20s. Lots of things happening. You're coming out of school. You may be going to university. So many things are happening, and in a much bigger way for someone who's 50, because, you know, you've done so much probably up to that period, and now things are changing drastically. And, you know, some things really for the good, and some things are disturbing, like, you know, for women, you know, the changes within their own body. It can be quite dramatic for women to know that they can no longer have more children and their children are leaving, and it's really scary for some women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, because that doesn't seem to apply to men, right? Men can have children.
Well, not the same way.
Not the same, yeah. So what is it, and maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, but what is it that happens at that marker at age 50 where you kind of go, wow, okay, I've done a lot, I've lived my life, I've gone through a lot of things, I've experienced a lot, and yet there's also a whole lot more, you know, that people want to continue to experience. And so do you find that it's a turning point that, yes, it may be difficult for people because, like you say, of the physical changes in their body, but is it also a motivator to step up and get some things accomplished that maybe people have been dragging their feet with? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. One of my little mantras that I say, you know, quite often is, if not now, when? You know, a lot of people have been putting off things. And, you know, they've used their children, their jobs, their, you know, responsibilities, all those things as a excuse, you know, for a lot of people. Because anytime you start something new, and I know you've done this several times, is it scary? There's a huge element of fear that if I change things, it's going to be worse. And the fact is, not, you know, most times when you make a change or you take a leap, it's better. But people, as they get older, tend to be a little more fearful to make changes. And so I'm always saying to, you know, to the ladies in my group, you know, what do you have in your heart that you've never done? I mean, I'm talking as simply as, they've always wanted red hair. I mean, it could be that simple, or it could be they've wanted to be an actress or a writer, or they've wanted to teach English in another country. Like, I'm not saying quit your job and do the things I've did, because I did a pretty big jump. But for some people, it could be just as simple as taking a course or reading a book or coming to a seminar. And I'm just saying, do something small, like take a baby step towards what you feel. I don't want anybody going to their grave saying, oh, I wish I would have, I should have. The seniors or the people that are in those homes, if you went around and talked to the ones, and I've read several books of this, the people that are the happiest as aging elders are the people who have fulfilled those dreams. The bitter people, the ones that are unhappy, are the ones that have given up so much that they never took the time or took the opportunities to fulfill those things. And I don't want anybody in that state. I don't want anybody in my circle or anybody that I have an opportunity to touch to feel bitterness or to feel unfulfilled. I want everybody to, you know, I could be a horrible dancer, but if I love to dance and I've always wanted to do it, why shouldn't I give it a try?
Yeah, you know, I agree.
It doesn't have to be about being good at it. It's about trying. To me, it's about experiencing life to its fullest. And that's what I, you know, that's what I talk about a lot to these ladies.
Well, that's a wonderful gift that you're giving them, because I find in my own life, and I'm sure you find this too, as you branch out, you do more things in your life, because I've seen, are you taking acting classes? Are you?
Not me, no. That's not my thing. I'm an artist.
Okay, you're an artist. Okay. So your artwork is more through that medium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
because
not necessarily. I mean, I paint, and I, you know, for me, it's been, I've always been a very visual person, and so I do a lot of my art and a lot of my design work in alignment with Fabulous at 50, of course, and then, of course, just for fun and play as well.
Mm-hmm. So you've said some really key points, and I forget who said this, but they said that it's often what you don't do that you regret rather than the things that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of which, you have an incredible story that you shared with me personally. Would you share it with our listeners about what happened when you walked through your divorce and how basically, like, through the universe and through the grace of God that things worked out well for you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll try to do it as quickly as possible. I went through a period in my life where, you know, it's like where there probably wasn't many other things that could have gone wrong. Let's put it that way. I had my husband had a serious gambling issue and was creating an enormous financial stress on the family. And during that period of time, I discovered that I had a very, very large tumor growing on my vertebrae. And I had to go and have the surgery. And it was terrible timing. I couldn't trust him to really look after the family, but it was, if I didn't do it, I was going to have a spinal collapse, and then I wouldn't have been really much good to anybody. So I went in, 3 weeks, came out wearing a brace, and virtually, I couldn't really walk even from the front door to the back door. It was very, very intense, serious surgery. And during that time, of course, because I spent so much time by myself, I had filled my life so much with so many things because I didn't want to hear it. I was just trying to avoid everything. And during this period of time, I had so much time alone, and I listened. My sister-in-law had great insight and sent me Wayne Dyer's Manifest Your Destiny, the tapes. That was during the time of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would listen to those day in and day out because really I can only watch so many decorating shows, Jaden, during the day.
Yeah, I understand.
I've had enough of decorating shows. So I would listen to these, and I spent a lot of time just listening, just hearing my own self for a change and what I wanted and what I needed. And I finally got the courage to kind of look at work financially, where we were at, because I'd been avoiding it for so long. And when I took a peek at what was happening, I couldn't honestly believe that I had allowed it to happen, first of all. And things couldn't have gotten any worse. And I just made a decision in that moment that this has got to stop. I mean, this cannot go on. And when Doug walked through the door that day, I can remember looking over at him from the living room and saying, we're done. You have to leave. I deserve better than this. And he looked at me and he said, yes, you do. And I am not kidding. It was the most incredible moment. It was like the room lit up. Mm-hmm. I could honestly feel energy that I had never felt before. It was almost like I felt the roof had opened up. There was so much sunshine and light in the room, and I could almost hear voices saying, yes, it's about time. Yes, you deserve more. It was like what I what I felt was that it was all the angels and all the superior beings who had been watching and following me finally cheering me on to say, yes, you do deserve more than this. You do deserve better. And you know what? Things after that point, he left. My life completely changed after that.
Mm.
Completely changed. I got the best job I'd ever had. I mean, I got jobs while I was wearing this back brace. I would go in for interviews. And the job I ended up getting, I didn't even interview for. It was handed to me. Everything was just handed to me at that point forward.
Hmm.
I didn't even have to really ask. I just knew. I had this sense that everything I wanted and needed was just going to show up, and it did. Everything.
Powerful.
And so I still get shivers when I talk about it, because a lot of people wouldn't be open to that. You know, if I told that story, they'd think, oh, yeah, for sure. But seriously, it was like the ceiling opened up, and I could almost see these faces peering at me, you know, smiling and, you know, kind of giving each other high fives, saying, oh, my God, it's about time. Why has it taken you 40-something years to figure out that you deserve a great life?
Mm.
But I didn't think I did before that.
That's the key, isn't it? I remember Oprah saying that the universe rewards the truth, and and you were rewarded for finally speaking your truth, having the courage in the midst of recovering from a very serious surgery and having the courage to say to him, you know, we're done.
Yeah, and, you know, for him, he set up a lot of things for himself, and it's because I don't think he thought he deserved more either.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was when it was hard. You know, it was really hard for me to step away from that when I knew that he was, you know, in such a bad place. But it was the best thing I did for all of us. It was probably the most grown-up decision I had ever made.
Wow. Good for you, Diana. That's a beautiful story. And, you know, and hopefully listeners will learn from the steps that you took and the courage that you had to make changes in your life. Because, you know, it may be that someone may not be faced with such a large decision, but it can be a decision such as, you know, maybe they're in a job that they don't enjoy, that it doesn't feed their soul, and they're struggling with leaving and making a change. And to hear your story, you know, maybe they can hear that and go, okay, Diana did it, and she was in a back brace and had major surgery, and she changed her life, and that's when her life changed for the better. So thank you for sharing that. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but it's such a powerful story, you know. It really is, and I think people need to hear that, and they need to know that once they step up to the plate in their own life and have courage, and, you know, I think people get caught up in the trap of wanting to figure out how it's going to unfold before it does. But we don't have to worry about that. You know, I always say, put that in the universe's to-do column. Let them figure out how it's going to unfold, right?
You know, I learned that a long time ago. Like, I tried to run my life the way other people did, with the pros and cons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You make the list and you say, it's never worked for me. Ever. I have to go. It's all gut. It's all intuition. And every time I follow that, I make the right decision.
I'm with you. I'm the same. And that's what I teach. You know, that is what I do. I help people, business professionals alike, is tap into that place of inner knowing, because that is where truth resides within each and every person.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and they'll find their way. It's just, it's clearing out the noise and the distractions, right, to get to that inner
and
place.
And that's exactly why. I mean, if I hadn't, and I know why that surgery happened, because it was the only darn way I was going to stop long enough to listen. And I say to my ladies in my groups, you know, I hope that you don't ever have to get to that point. I hope you don't have to get to the point where you get hit in the back of the head by a 2x4 to get the message.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, slam your finger in the door. That might be good enough. Wake up. You know, we are all sent messages every day.
Yes. How do you get your messages?
Well, I found my place is in silence, of course, and movement. is the best for me. So long walks, long bike rides outside, middle of the night when it's really, really, really quiet. A lot of times I'll wake up and I need complete silence and no other distractions.
Mm-hmm.
That's where most of my creative ideas come from. And I think it's the same. For some people, it may be, you know, interactions with other people or workshops and different things. But for me, I know I'm one of those reformed introverts. I perform very well in groups, and I'm not, you know, unsocial or have those characteristics. But for me, I gather energy from being by myself.
Yeah, I can relate to that. That's what I do too. I have to go within and have silence. I do that every time when I wake up every morning before anything happens. I just lie in bed and I go through my gratitude, and that's my time. Connect, you know, to really listen to what the universe has lined up for me that day and what I need to do, and it's amazing. And that's the key, because your brain is functioning at such a high level capacity.
Mm-hmm.
If when we go to turn a computer on or a cell phone on, that actually stops the brain. It slows the brain down.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with the energies of and certainly television, but computer, cell phone, any kind of electronic device. So I say, you know, really, if people can wake up and don't turn those things on until you spend at least 30 minutes mm-hmm. with yourself, with your thoughts, with the universe,
yeah.
gathering information and data, then, boy, your life can easily change just from doing that simple thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't even turn a radio on in the morning.
Good.
Nothing.
You stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So, Diana, take us back to the time you're looking around at your friends, changes are happening to them, you feel inside yourself that you can be of assistance to them to help them through these changes. In the beginning, what were a few steps that you took that really made a difference in your business and you were able to create a larger audience to share your message with?
Well, I think the main thing was that, you know, I'm one of these people that has my fingers in a lot of pots, and I had to focus. I had to decide that I was going to do this one thing. I mean, there's many arms within that one thing, but I had to decide that what my message was going to be and stick with it, because there was plenty of people out there who were saying, oh, you should do this and you should do that and how about this and how about that, but I knew that what the message that I was reaching for was maybe not for everybody. I mean, there's lots of women out there who don't want to hear what I have to say either, because it's too scary for them to think past changing their lives or to make a big change. And I've modified it to deliver it in a more sensitive. I call it appetizers. I give them little appetizer pieces, because many of the women in my circle are not entrepreneurs or businesswomen. They're the average woman. You know, they're that wonderful woman who's raised children and maybe worked for the government or, you know, been a secretary or, you know, many of them are just that regular woman. And so I had to be sensitive to that many of them are shy and fearful. So I just stayed focused on what I knew was the message that I wanted to deliver. And I think that took me a while, though.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped around a bit until I landed there. And once I listened to that, that's when things really started to speed up.
Yeah, because it's oftentimes, you know, when people start on this journey of fulfilling their soul's purpose, that they look at their life and they look at all the different opportunities they have and the different avenues they can go down and the paths they can take, and it can be overwhelming for people. And and that is, you know, whereas some people say, wow, if I just had some opportunities out there or, you know, courses to take or a path to explore, life would be great. But then you look at the creatives like yourself and myself and many people that I work with that have an abundance of those things, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's almost overwhelming. You're right, it takes a while to really hone in on what the message is and what you desire to share with people. And then, so once you did that, did you find that things started to click for you a bit more?
Yes. And one of the things, too, is that I stopped watching and looking at other people were doing in the sense of feeling pressured to do everything that everybody else was doing. Like, you know, social media, for instance. I do a lot of social media, but I look at what other people are doing, and then I say, that could work for me if I did it this way.
Mm.
So I'm constantly changing and learning and progressing, but I don't get caught up in the trying to keep up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I come from that place of knowing that I'll reach the right people when I do. And if they're not, you know, same with the trade show. If they're not in the trade show, if someone decides not to be in the trade show, I take it as a, you know what, it's just not the right time for them. Or it's, you know, I just allow things to have an easy flow. I don't push things.
That's nice. That is a wonderful reminder for everyone. You know, if something really isn't unfolding easily, joyfully, then there's something there, right? There's a sign.
Yeah, I say, you know, sometimes I'll get caught up in it, and I'm sure you've been at this place where you're like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not doing it fast enough, I'm not making enough money or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just say, you know, Diana, you're the engineer of this train. You get to go as fast as you want. You get to choose what track you're on. I don't allow myself to get caught up in how fast things need to be done and what view I'm going to take. I choose that for myself. I didn't start doing this to drive myself crazy.
Good.
You know, I wanted to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that happens. You see that so often. You know, people start a business, and the next thing you know, they're not enjoying it. I had someone the other day ask me about goals, and I thought about it, and I thought, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to set goals because I've achieved so much already, and I already feel I have everything right now that I've ever wanted.
Wow, beautiful.
Everything. So, and do I need a bigger house? No. Do I need another car? No. So how do you set another goal then? So I don't set goals kind of the same way other people do, because to me it's not, I've already achieved it. I already have it, and I'm enjoying it now. I'm not constantly looking for what's down the road. I'm looking forward to some new things, but I'm also right here embracing what's happening right now.
Well, I would submit to everyone that that is one of the most powerful goals anyone can strive for, is being content with where they are, with what they have, and you've achieved that. So congratulations. That contentment is big in life.
It is for me, because I've never been a content person.
Oh, okay. This came later, after 50, I assume.
Yeah, it's been a huge thing for me. And I'm always looking for new ideas, and I'm always willing to grow and change. But I'm also, I had a friend say to me, this was a few years ago, she said, Diana, you need to learn to eat your kill. And I thought, how gross. You know, what a gross thing to say. But what she meant was that I wasn't enjoying the things I had achieved.
Mm.
I was just moving on to the next thing.
Interesting.
The next thing. And that was huge for me. And this was a woman I barely knew, but she knew me really quickly. She figured it out. I mean, I'd hardly have one trade show done or one magazine done, and I was, you know, I got no enjoyment out of it. There was no celebration. And
you know, that is so powerful what you just said. It's, and I've done this in my life too, for sure. I'm guilty of that, and I decided to come into this year and really celebrate my accomplishments, because like this year, January 29th, I launched my book. On the day of the launch, it was an international bestseller by noon.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the next day we moved, you know, so we had no time to even, you know, hug each other, my family and I, give each other a high five or enjoy that, savor that moment. There was none. It was caught up in a frantic move. Not frantic in terms of like we had to get out of our house, but in a, we're so excited to move into our new home. So, yeah, it's like, wait a second, we missed that whole beautiful experience, and it's easy to do. So how did you learn to switch that up? What brought you to the awareness, or how did you do it?
You know, I think once I realized, I mean, her pointing it out to me was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first little while, it was getting hard. It was getting very stressful, and I had to have some long talks with myself to say, you know, why are you doing this? What is your purpose? Like, you know, basically, you know, coaching myself in a sense. And then having conversations with other entrepreneurs and other people who are doing similar things in different forms to understand that they've been through the same process and that, you know, how they got through it. And basically the consciousness piece of it to realize mm-hmm. that I needed to start living more in the moment. And so mm-hmm. I'm checking in constantly. You know, I'm checking in. I'm doing this. Am I having fun? Am I enjoying this? Okay, I'm not. How do I change that? How do I, you know, do I need some help here? Do I need to renegotiate with myself to, you know, to make this a more pleasurable experience so I'm not feeling so stressed or feeling so overwhelmed? Mm-hmm. And, it's been a process. It really has, because I'm very hard on myself, and I'm, you know, I believe that time is precious, and I don't want to waste any of it. So I push way more into a day than sometimes is even possible. So mm-hmm. I have to constantly be renegotiating with myself, you know, looking at my calendar and saying, wow, that's not realistic. You know, that's just not realistic. You're not going to enjoy that meeting with that person because you're rushing into the next thing or even the trade show. You know, you need mm-hmm. more help so you can enjoy this. You've worked all year for this. You know, yeah. Now you need people to support you. And it's a constant process, a reevaluation.
And I like how you said reevaluation with self. You're renegotiating. You're looking at mm-hmm. your schedule and going, okay, is this realistic? Can I really be mm-hmm. present with the mm-hmm. person that I'm with? And will I enjoy the experience? So good questions. I like those. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use those.
Mm-hmm.
So share with the audience, what's the future for Fabulous at 50?
Well, this year is a big year for me because when I started Fabulous at 50, part of it is about empowering other women. And my goal had always been from the very beginning to share what I was doing with other women. So what I've done is I've built a licensing package. So what it's going to do is it's going to take everything that I've done in the last 5 years, the business plan, all the intellectual property, and I've developed a whole training package, documents, everything, every document that I've developed, and we're licensing it across Canada.
Wow.
So the meeting I was having before this phone call was a lady from Red Deer who's interested in taking it to Red Deer. So my goal is for us to be across Canada, for the website to be, you know, the best resource for women that are 40 plus. Like if they need to know where to go, you know, be, do, or have, you know, where to shop, where to take courses, things to do, theater, whatever, we want our website and our presence in the community to be that for them.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That's exciting.
It is. Very.
And have you launched it already, or are you still putting it together?
We've launched. I right now have I think 8 women who are all looking at, you know, the opportunity and, you know, seeing if it's a good fit for them, because that's important. You know, I want to make sure it's the right women. This is my baby. You know, I've nursed this baby, and I want to make sure that the people who are out there with their face on Fabulous at 50 are the right women. And I've been attracting some really interesting people with incredible backgrounds. And, you know, it's amazing. You find a woman who's 50 years old, and then you start talking to them about their past and their skills and their knowledge. It's incredible.
I'm sure. I'll bet. Wow. When, where can people find out about that website?
If you go to fabulousat50.com.
Okay. And is 50 the number, or is it spelled out?
Yeah, it's 50.
Okay.
And at50.com.
Okay.
And there's lots on there. There's lots of, there's pictures and videos. There's all the information about the licensing, part, you know, a bit about the licensing. With the licensing, I'm trying to pick, you know, do more face-to-face and Skype calls, and because I'm looking for a certain type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hand-picked group.
And is this someone who will then teach your methodology? Is that what you're referring to as licensing?
Yes, they'll take the branding, the whole concept, and take it into their community.
Wonderful. Wow, good for you, Diana. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited and very scared all at the same time, if you know how that feels.
I do. That's a fun time. And, you know, I was just thinking today on my morning walk, I try to get out at least once a day and exercise and clear my head, and I go for my walk, and I was thinking about how fun it is early on in a entrepreneurial adventure, because it's the time when there's a little uncertainty. You know, you're not really sure how it's going to unfold, and you're not sure which efforts will yield what results, but you still get, you have that enthusiasm, you know, you have that excitement inside you, and you feel deep within that, wow, what you're doing is going to make a difference someday. And then, you know, it's a really fun time, isn't it? The new early stages of any entrepreneurial
the very first trade show that I did, I visualized everything. Like, I visualized how it was going to look, the people that were going to be there, the energy in the room. Like, I'm a very visual person.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see the ladies lined up at the door. I could see everything. And the day of that, I'd never organized a trade show before. I researched everything. I went to hundreds of trade shows, and everything, I was just like this little sponge just soaking up everything and researched for hours and hours and hours. And the day of that first trade show, when I walked out and I saw 200 women lined up at the door, honest to goodness, I thought I was going to have a cardiac arrest. My heart was beating so hard. I was so scared because I had visualized it, and I had convinced all these people. I had told people what it was going to be and how it looked and how the women were going to feel and everything. And everything, it happened exactly. Like, it was like I had a premonition. I had to go outside and take deep breaths. Like, I honestly, the energy in that building, like, I almost exploded. Like, I'd never felt anything like that. Ever.
That's an incredible story, Diana, and it's there's no accident that you manifested that. We're co-creators with the universe, and when we can tap into a visual of what we desire to experience, we bring that to us, and that's exactly what you did. Hats off to you. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was exciting and scary, and my self-esteem was shot through the ceiling after that. You know, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. And that's my message to these women. You don't stop learning and taking chances and moving forward by doing new things. That could be scary. That could be challenging. Because every time you step through that, the incredible sense, I mean, young people do that all the time. But a lot of times once people hit 40, 50, 60, they stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of the joy leaves our lives. You know, if we constantly are exploring, meeting new people. I just wrote a blog about talking to strangers. I mean, I talk to everybody. And I get the wonderful, wonderful opportunity of meeting some incredible people. And sometimes, you know, sometimes they blow me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I go to talk to somebody and they're not very responsive. It is risky, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you take that risk.
And you're developing your risk tolerance muscle by doing little exercises like that, by reaching out to a stranger, saying hello, and then also recognizing that if they don't respond, well, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're missing out on you.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, you are fantastic. Thank you for sharing your words of wisdom on the show today. And could you please tell our listeners where they can find more about you and your work?
On my website, www.fabulousat50.com. And my contact information is on there. They can sign up for the newsletter as well, so they can read all my crazy little blogs that I come up with on my walks. And if they, you know, want to know more about Fabulous at 50, I'm open to emails, and my phone number is under contacts as well. So I'm very accessible, and I love to talk to new people whenever I get a chance.
Fantastic, Diana. Thank you so much for your energy and your time and the stories you shared. You've made a huge difference for my listening audience. I'm anticipating wonderful emails coming from my listeners saying how much they enjoyed listening to you and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jane. It's been wonderful getting to know you as well.
Oh, well, I'd love to have you back on the show, and we'll continue this conversation. I want to hear about more of the things that you're manifesting in your world.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Me too, Diana. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. Diana Bowes, I love the story about how she manifested the experience at the trade show. She got really clear in her vision about who she wanted to attract. She saw the smiling, happy faces of people lined up to get in. She felt the energy of the trade show, the energy that would happen inside the building, and she said it was even more than what she had anticipated. It almost took her breath away. She had to step outside and take a few deep breaths. And I want to share with you, you know, that is exactly how we manifest our life. We manifest everything in our life by how we visualize what we see can happen, and it will literally feel like you're looking into the future, but the reality is you're creating that with the universe, and the universe goes out. They bring the people back to you who you desire to do business with, who you desire to work closely with, who you desire to have as customers and clients and vendors, you know, whatever business that you're in, you manifest that experience. And she gave a wonderful example of how she was able to do that with the trade show. First, she got a lot of information. Remember, she said she was like a sponge. She soaked up ideas, went to trade shows. She discovered how to run a trade show, and then she went for it. You know, even as scary as that can be, she still went for it and had an amazing, amazing successful trade show. So that was a great story. For all my listeners, next week, be sure to tune in. I have an incredible guest. His name's Christopher Timms. Christopher is a wealth of knowledge, and he founded the Order of the Blue Star, and through it began sharing the eternal teachings worldwide. Christopher is also a pioneer in alternative healing. I mean, he founded this back in like 1988, so he's been doing this for a long time. He's also a pioneer in alternative healing, having developed his own signature system of sound energy work years before sound energy healing became popular. The signature system of healing called Sound Energy Dynamics uses tuning forks over and around the body to release dissonant energy forms such as emotions, memories, concepts, and structures without the need for diagnosis, processing, or analysis. And I really like that about him. He's like, all right, we can heal, we can get back to our infinite state with the divine, and it's healthy, it's whole, in our natural state. We don't have to go through the long story of what happened. We don't have to go into that story. We can get through it really quickly and heal instantly, and that is such a cool thing. Christopher is on our show next week, which is October 2nd. Christopher is going to talk about how to successfully balance business and spirituality. So you're in for a super big treat. Be here with us October 2nd, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. We will be live, and you can call in if you have any questions for Christopher. You're going to enjoy him. I've interviewed him in the past, and he was awesome. He's so knowledgeable. He has a lot of amazing stories and content that will literally blow you away. So I think you'll enjoy that. For more information about my work, please visit Facebook, and you can Once you're on Facebook, type in Jaden Sterling, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling Wealth and Wisdom, and please click the like button. That'll get you to my fan page. That's where I post my radio shows, my updates, and fun, free jewels of wisdom that I've come up with over the last 20 years to share with my wonderful listening audience, you. So thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a fantastic week. And remember, do things this week that fill your soul and your wallet. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.